El Paso and Ali Dip has been spending this summer creating Work Project, a digital platform for Southwestern self-representation. DIP's work is funded by a Royce Fellowship, a program at Brown University that awards grants to approximately 20 undergraduates each summer to design and carry out independent research and study projects across the U.S. and the globe. Here to tell us about her work project is Ali Dip. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Well, thank you so much for having us again. We really, really have appreciated the support of State of the Arts over the years. So thank you so much, Ms. Monsavayas.
Well, if you keep doing stuff, we're going to keep having to talk about it, right? So it's not so much us, it's you always doing something. So tell us about this project. Well, number one, I ask everybody, how's the pandemic treating you? How are you doing? How's that whole situation?
Thankfully, fine. Of course, I'm considering our community right now, but I'm very happy to be back in El Paso for the time being. And I would say that it's been awesome, being able to correspond with people over Zoom. I mean, I don't think that some of these individuals that we've had participating would have been possible for them if not during this pandemic and kind of during the lull of things. So it's been great. I mean, for that reason, but of course, yeah, I'm concerned for many other reasons.
You're right. Like in terms of your project, it's kind of this weird accessibility, right? With everybody being home. And I imagine that folks that you invite to interview were like, well, okay. I mean, I'm not doing anything else.
Well, yeah, some of my greatest inspirations over the course of the years, I mean, just being able to reach out to them and have the opportunity to talk to them about their work and honor them in whatever way I possibly can. I mean, it's been incredible and profound. And I don't know if it would have happened, nearly with the flexibility of time if it wasn't for the pandemic. People have been very, very approachable and open to newness.
So tell us about the Work Project, because you and I dove into it because you and I know what it is. But let's take a little step back and explain the project to everybody that's listening who doesn't have that inside scoop that both you and I have.
Absolutely. The Work Project is a digital platform that celebrates the Southwestern regional excellence abundant throughout the entirety of the borderland. So we have about 7 states participating and almost 200 individuals. My sister and I have been coining this as almost an archive of today, being that it's to celebrate arts, entrepreneurship, museum work, and education in the Southwest. So it's been fulfilling and robust in inexplicable ways for personally me, and I hope for others. And I look forward to our September 7th launch that basically we can celebrate this digital platform together. I think it should be perhaps an archive that stands the test of time and should be a place for people that are interested in the Southwest in a variety of different ways.
And I mean, it's kind of funny because you're creating this very like this little stamp of what's happening now. And it just so happened to be during a pandemic. So you have like Southwest plus.
Yeah, I mean, the whole impetus of this project was actually to support small businesses during the pandemic to ensure that people had a visible platform. But truly, I mean, what I think about is the representation of the Southwest and how we can best exemplify the excellence that we already have in our region. And I think that that's partially invisible because we all know it by living here. But when I try to describe that to others, it's impossible. It's so infinite. So I just hope that this project can shed light on what I already see happening everywhere and what I think we all know is happening in the Southwest, which is miracles every single day. People are doing incredible things.
And I mean, you go to school on the East Coast. So for them, where you're from must just seem like outer space. How do you get them to grasp that idea? I mean, you kind of said it's tough. But what are you finding is others' ideas of where you're from? Maybe that's the way to phrase the question.
Well, a lot contends it with media representation that already exists. Of course, the news, I believe, perpetuates certain concepts of the Southwest. But I would say that, what they don't understand is the joy. And I think that's, I'm trying to express that in the books I've been writing and also in the visual works, denim heirlooms I've been creating. And this project, but I would say that the majority of the past 5 years have been very devoted to thinking about how we represent ourselves as a region and how we can actually tether empowerment to our own notions of regionhood. Because I do think it's a very powerful thing to be able to articulate meaning to others. That itself is the generosity of communication, which I find imperative in every circumstance.
And in this case, I mean, you gave the voice back to us. So it really is just how we said in the introduction, I mean, it is self-representation. So you're essentially reaching out to Borderlanders, people from the Southwest, and saying, hey, let's talk about who you are, your experiences, and put them on this digital archive for anybody to experience. Was it always going to be like that? Pandemic, you know, not even be a thing? Was that always the idea, or did you have to tweak it a little bit?
Well, it was actually going to be an in-person event, which I hope to actually cultivate a symposia next summer. If the pandemic subsides, I hope that can be a second iteration of Work Project. It was going to be an event, but digital platform is so much more accessible for people, and it's actually more contiguous to the future. It's long lasting and it's sustainable. So I would say it's actually a much better option for this platform. And, you know, while the digital humanities have, you know, the question of accessibility at the forefront of one's mind, I mean, I would say that there's probably not a better way to document all of this information and make it accessible to people. And we've been using a lot of design, and I really think that the website is going to be very inventive by the time that we premiere it on September 7th. I mean, I'm just working on the concept that design can communicate meaning, which is, I believe, what makes it most profound when done correctly.
No, I absolutely. I mean, as somebody who works in communications and in words and in visual communication, I know that it's absolutely possible and that it's absolutely a valid way to share. So I look forward to what you're doing. And speaking of the design, I mean, who's helping you with that part of it?
My autodidactic understanding of Photoshop and Illustrator that just happened in 2020. I've made yes. 4 websites in 2020. So I've been, dancing with Photoshop and dancing with it in Illustrator. I've learned a lot about that. But I would say like the aesthetic frameworks that our region have, like for instance, my mom had a lot of postcards. So I scanned all of them and I've been using them on the site, but I'm kind of just out there.
No, but that's the best way to, I mean, number one, it's like the best way to discover new ways to communicate, new ways to see things, new ways to do things. And it sounds like all of that is happening to you over the course of this one summer.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I totally believe ingenuity comes with a necessity. And I think that the resourcefulness of our region, which I'm hoping people understand when they see these interviews. Yeah, I mean, I hope to exemplify that even in just learning itself. I mean, I think learning is a resource that has abundant curiosity and only proliferates when we have the agency to wonder or to question. So, yeah, that whole graphic design era, like I would say is 2020. So I've been digital.
Awesome.
Digital.
I mean, a solid attempt. You kind of have a whole digital archive going on. And let's talk about that, because what is going to happen on September 7th? I mean, what was going to be an event is now a virtual event, but there's still something for it. I just went to your website just a few minutes ago before we were going to talk, and I'm like, oh, I need to sign up for this. Like, there's a whole situation here.
Yes, our Eventbrite link, which you can find on our website, it's OURPROJECT.org, ourworkproject.org. You can find it there. Basically, yeah, 20-minute event, keeping it short and sweet. Everyone, is probably a little bit overdone with Zoom, so we're going to keep it short, sweet, have a little pachanga time. I think that we'll have some fun guests, hopefully. And if not, we'll at least have some fun things to say. I'm expecting a lot of fun during the 20-minute tutorial and speeches that we're going to be having, and maybe some music. We'll see. 20-minute event, just to clarify what's going on and hopefully, you know, unveil it, because I do think that so far we have almost 200 people participating, including, you know, individuals that I've been very inspired by over the years, such as Dolores Huerta and, so many other individuals. I mean, again, 200 individuals from 7 states already participating. So, I mean, I think it's in itself already an event, but I'm really, really looking forward to sharing it with people across states and hopefully across the nation.
And it should be known, I mean, you haven't been doing this entirely by yourself. You have advisors, you have your sister. Will you tell us how they've helped you to shape the project and to make it possible?
Well, absolutely. You know, I have amazing professors at Brown, and, the Royce is really wonderful. The Royce Fellowship offered us the opportunity to fund this. My little sister is co-director of Sunhouse Arts, which is our arts organization. We've been around since 2012, and she's my best friend, and she's also an incredible human being. And we've worked together in every single project we've fabricated. And, I would say that, we have a board of 13 members as well. So we've been working with them for 2 months. We've had two meetings. I would also say the generosity of Southwesterners. This runs from, the love of my parents, for instance, all the way to, friends and acquaintances and inspirations that I've had in this region. So I actually have so much gratitude to thank for all of this. And it really comes from the people that I hope to celebrate in this project. I'm just trying to honor what I'm so proud to know.
Now, for you, where does your inspiration come from? Because you've been creating for a long time and you're just getting started. So where does that curiosity, where does that need to create come from?
I guess it comes from a concept of respect and generational respect, which I would say, predicates itself on work ethic. I mean, I think the first book that I'm trying to publish is about my grandfather and his work ethic. I mean, I would say as an immigrant, I've thought a lot about that over the years, and I would dedicate all of the work to that. And I would say that my parents are a living testament of work ethic, so is my sister. And so is, again, every single individual I know here. I mean, so really, truly, it's people that I respect so intensely and people I'm constantly humbled by in this region. I mean, it's them. I mean, honestly, when you have generations of work ethic here, right here in your eyes, I mean, that is the greatest blessing, and it gives one eternal energy. So my list of gratitude is unwavering and proliferating. I mean, just to understand how many people have shaped why I think work meshes with ethics, it's innumerable, and I can't even describe how many people I'm grateful for, but I would say every single Southwesterner that teaches in their actions, demonstrates in their actions. To me, that's really why I work, and it's why I'm eager to hopefully honor the individuals that have given a young person so much.
You're absolutely right, and the work ethic that is here in this area is unwavering. I mean, you don't see it anywhere else, and you don't have to teach it, right? It's just inherent. And a lot of the times we don't realize that until we go elsewhere.
Oh, yeah. I know. And I'm very, very, very fortunate to come from this region. It's taught me every lesson I've ever learned. And I would say it demonstrates its poignancy in poetic ways that, I would hope everyone has the privilege of knowing. But, if you don't live here, maybe you don't understand it fully. So I hope that this project enlightens others to the brilliance of joy that comes from this region.
And there you have it. We're all invited to check out the debut of Work Project. You can go to ourworkproject.org. Sign up now, sign up anytime. And the big event is on September 7th. And then I imagine it lives forever on your digital platform, but do go to the event. Today, my guest has been Ali Dipp. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you so much, Marina. I really, really appreciate it. It's always a pleasure.